Yeah, so there's a reporter over in the States, in America, who has been hit by a car on the network WSAZ in West Virginia. I don't even know what that is.
Of course.
WSAZ. This is the audio of her getting hit by a car. Listen to it. And the car hits her. I've seen the video. The car hits her pretty hard.
Where is she?
I don't know.
She's on a street at night.
Oh, okay.
It's weird. And the car gets really close. Like, the car could have definitely gone round.
Jeez, was she reporting on dangerous driving? Oh, my God.
And then listen to the anchor, the guy who's hosting, and how much he doesn't care.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good.
You bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from the looking.
I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. Oh, but this is live TV and everything's okay.
It sounds like something out of Family Guy.
Tim?
Yeah. And like Tim, the guy, if you look at the footage, he's there, hands clasped in front of him the whole time, just kind of staring down the barrel of the camera, calm as you like, just like... Well, it's a first for TV there, Tori.
It sounds like this isn't a first for Tim. Like, Tim's seen this a million other times. He's like, all right,
Tori,
have to
have a look at the camera on that. We've got to capture it all.
Or maybe Tim's like, you're not going to steal my spotlight. I'm not going to make a big fuss about this.
True.
If I make a big fuss, you'll go viral.
He knows she's going to go viral, so he's trying to be the one to go viral.
Trying to downplay.
Yes. But it may be, because Dad's obviously a journalist. For those that don't know, my dad's on a current affair. He's a reporter on a current affair. He obviously did a hit out on Jess once, did a story when Jess hurt my head.
That was the first time I met Chris Allen, yes.
In the car park where he was yelling at you.
It was a TikTok video gone wrong between Ducko and I, and then I got accosted by Chris Allen in the car park here at work with a video
and
cameraman
didn't he turn it
and
on?
Everything.
Like, he has a mode.
Mate.
Because he's such a
It was really
out.
Intimidating.
Yeah. He's such a nice, chilled, relaxed guy.
I didn't see that side yet, though. No. I just met. So forever, I'm a little bit like... I'm like a, you know, like a dog that's, you know, gone too close to something and been told off. I'm like, gun shy, exactly.
So there's a few I remember, and I texted my dad about, what are your three worst things that's happened to you while reporting? He gave me three other ones that are classic. But the ones that I remember, he was reporting on someone at the Gold Coast for doing something wrong, and he got grabbed by the tie, because he obviously wears a tie, and they swung at him, trying to punch him in the face, and he's ducking this guy hitting him. And there's still photos of Dad getting held by the tie, about to get punched. And like, Dad's not a big guy. You know what I mean? Like, and they're not allowed to hit back anyway, but Dad would never.
Oh, my God.
He's had a story where he got put in a headlock and walked out. And Mum was actually there. It was like this undercover story. And they put him in a headlock and walked him out. And Mum was sort of like next to them while Dad's getting walked out. He had a story where he got put on the chases warrant and everything at the time. I can't remember why it was, but anyway, he was at this guy's door and they shut the door on him and hit him in the face. And then the chasers wanted a hotspot like in cricket on his forehead.
The worst part is it's all captured on footage.
It's all there.
Because he's obviously being filmed and to do his report.
You've got
to
keep you cool when they get angry at you.
Like Tim.
Yeah.
Just be cool.
That can happen.
I always had a fear of neckties after, I think it was either Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels or the follow-up snatch, where a guy... gets a guy's tie because he's angry with him, puts it in the window of a car.
Oh, yeah.
And then starts driving off just slowly. I'm like, you can't undo it. If they've got the big bit,
you can't do
you
anything.
You can't undo it. I'm
scissors.
Like, what would I do in that situation? It just gets tighter. Yeah.
But the ones Dad sent me, he said, we were doing a doorstop on someone and we had the witness, like the victim with us. And the victim goes, yep, that's the guy. That's the guy who ripped me off. So Dad and stuff stormed up to this guy and it was the wrong person.
Oh, no.
It was someone else.
It's like vigilante civilian justice. Yeah. Like, whoops.
He's done full Chris Allen. Was it you ripping them off? What did you do? And they're like, I don't know what is going on. He said another one. He was hiding in a cupboard to catch out like a real dirt bag, like a real bag. He won't go into what he did, but it was undercover cams, had the whole sting set up. When they got all the evidence they needed to get him, the cameras had run out of battery. And they didn't get any of it.
You know why? Because the camera's full, recording him being beaten up by the tie.
And the last thing he says, this is very early days. So there's the band, obviously, the Police. And he was on his very first press junket. It was a big press conference. They were all there. And apparently his first question was asking the police why they called themselves the Police.
It's a bit of a...
It was his first journo gig. And apparently they just ripped shreds off him. And just like, what kind of question is that? What are you? Yeah.
And that's great.
Ripped him apart.
So there you go. You know, when
it's like a sports reporter rocking up and being like, what does the NRL stand for? What's football?
I see you play halfback. What is that?